Whatever you are watching us from, whether evening, whether morning, God bless you. This is life service. And out the service flow the life of God. Hallelujah. And it's going to flow to everyone. From those of us in the house and as many who are watching us live and who will still watch this message. Hallelujah to Jesus. Now, when you look at both hymns that the Lord has stir our heart to look into, one thing is common: the rock. Say with me, the rock. Why do you need the rock? You notice that in the journey of children of Israel, particularly in the wilderness, it was there with them as a rock. So also in the journey of life, you and I need the rock. I want to share with us a message I titled Understanding Your Troubled Mind. Understanding your troubled mind, or understanding the trouble in your mind, whichever way you want to put it. And I would like us to look at the Word of God together. Now, John chapter 14. It's good that we lay this foundation with the word of Him that is the masterpiece maker and the masterpiece giver. John 14:1. Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled." Wow. Look at me, everyone. The Lord wants to speak to every troubled mind here today. Whether you are in this house or you are watching us online, the Lord wants to speak to your troubled mind. If your heart is troubled, then you are the one that God has this message for. The one who is the masterpiece giver is the one speaking here. He says, "Let not your heart be troubled." Help me tell your neighbor. Say, neighbor, Jesus is telling you, let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. Let nothing trouble your mind. Look at me. It's very possible that husband and wife are sleeping on the same bed, and yet, as close as they are together, one is good. Troubled mind begins with fear. And I hope you know that fear is false evidence that is appearing real. Something that has not appeared. Something that is not there. But your mind is already fixed on it. Are you following me? It's not yet there. But devil is walking through your mind to advance what is not yet there. That's why somebody said fear is false evidence appearing to be real. What is not real? The mind is fixed on it. So it becomes a fear. Now somebody is having a health challenge and is already thinking this thing will kill him. Has he died? No. But the heart is already processing in advance. Don't give your heart to such lie of the devil. Now, when you find yourself advancing in a negative thought. Now, that's the lie of the devil. He's fixing your eyes to something that is not there. And that cannot be God. I encourage you to listen to last week's message. Devil is a liar. He never tells truth. So anything evil can never be from God. So don't give the thought of your heart to lies of the devil. So Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled, neither should you be afraid. So I want to talk on 2 points, and I'm going to, in the course of it, expand it. What God is saying about trouble in your mind, and why you need to understand the trouble going through in your heart, going on in your heart. Number one, your troubled mind is an invitation. Your troubled mind, please write this down. I love it that when you come to church, you write down the word of God so that you have something to study when you get home. Troubled mind is an invitation. Now, invitation for what? I'd like you to know that troubled mind are never invitation to more trouble. No. Now, it is only when troubled mind is not well and you. That is when you will enter into more trouble. But you see, troubled mind is actually an invitation, a quiet invitation God keep there in your heart, seeking your attention. Seeking your attention. So troubled mind is an invitation from God to seek him. God is calling your attention to something whenever your mind is troubled. God is calling your attention to something whenever your heart is troubled. Generally speaking, larger percentage of us who gave our life to Jesus, only few, you know, come to God freely without any trouble. When Jesus got the attention of Peter, Peter had troubles. You remember? He had troubles. His business was not working fine. So God used trouble to get our attention. So after Jesus finished using the boat of Peter, and then he told him, against the profession, during the day, Jesus said, throw your net to the deep. I said, well, you are the teacher, you have spoken. Otherwise, I would have told you it can never work as far as this profession is concerned. What are that word? I would do. So he did. He had a great cut. He was afraid. He said, go away from me, Jesus. I can't handle this. And from that day, he gave up to Jesus. In his trouble, Jesus got him. And this is how God oftentimes gets our attention. Ordinarily, when everything is fine, for majority of us, you will have no need to seek the face of God. So troubled mind is an invitation, not for more trouble, But to seek peace with God while you are seeking peace in your heart. To seek peace with God. To have a discovery of what God has to say. And you need to know this, that what God plays in your heart, in your troubled mind, might be the game changer for your destiny. Like Peter, I've just mentioned, that was a game changer. That was a game changer. For Hannah, she made up her mind, one Shiloh. I said, no, this Shiloh, I must get it right. I must get my answer. Of course, she has been going to Shiloh, going and returning same. But this particular time, after the general assembly, on her own, alone with God. Alone with God. Alone with God. God, what do you have to tell me? And the word came. And while she was before the Lord, she made a great deal with God. Give me this child, I will return him to you. That became the game changer for her. He gave Samuel to God. God added more children to her. And Samuel became the voice of God in Israel. But what if she had ignored that trouble in her mind? What if she had mishandled that trouble in her mind? She would have missed it. Whatever trouble in your mind, you need the right solution for it. And I'm going to show you now. That's the next thing I'm going to show you. So what do you do now that you understand that the trouble in your mind has been put there by God to draw your attention? So what do you do now? Point number two, seek solution. Seek solution. Seek solution. We have come to the last quarter of the year. Seek solution. What is the agitation? What is the trouble? Probably you have had a plan that before the last quarter, certain things will have been done, you will have accomplished them. But here you are. It's not so. Things still remain the same. Seek solution. Philippians chapter 4.
I know that's a very popular scripture for many of us. So let's say from verse 6. Let me read KJV first. He said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Verse 7, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Look at the message. He said, don't fret. Don't worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praise shape your worries into prayer. I love that. So you need to shape all your worries in prayer, in praise.
letting God know your concern. And verse 7 says, before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. Somebody say amen. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. So instead of being worried, seek solution. And I'm going to show you three ways that you can seek solution. From this scripture, it has shown us the number one solution. That is God. But then, let's scripture, which is going to show us three-way solution out of your double mind. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. 2 Timothy 1 7 says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. But as a child of God, fearful heart doesn't belong to you. Fear is a spirit, but not the spirit of God. A spirit, but it's a daunting spirit. Fear is a spirit, but not a spirit. Everyone fear senses go through the tunnel. They are haunted by fear. Fear is actually on the domain of the devil. Possessed is a mere way. Scripture says, God is you. So never yourself, not giving spirit. It comes from God. Throw it away. And you need to know this, that fear can get anybody as long as you give it attention. For God has not given us, so don't take it. Did you hear me? What God has not given you, don't accept it. God has not given us the spirit of fear. So if God did not give you, and devil want to give you, don't take it. Did you hear that? Don't take it. It's a spirit of the devil. But look at the spirit God has given us of power, of love, and of sound mind. In this spirit God has given us, power, love, and sound mind, which is from the Holy Spirit. In the morning, we are talking about the power of the Holy Spirit. The power is from the Spirit. It's a product. It comes from the Holy Spirit. Love also is a product of the Holy Spirit. Sound mind is a product of the Holy Spirit. It is the same Spirit. There is no two Holy Spirit, one Spirit, but works in several ways. It works as a power in us. It works as love. It works as sound mind. So as you seek way out of your troubled mind, this is how to seek help. One, through the power of God. Two, through the law of God. Three, through the sound mind that God has given to you.
So the power there represents God. In seeking way out, you have to go to God. Like the scripture, Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, verse 7, as revealed. Number two, this spirit is also the spirit of love. So, in seeking way out, you must understand that through the love of God, what you are seeking for, God has allowed some people to go through that same phase of life. So whatever you are still seeking for, whatever that is in mountain to you, some people have walked through it. Go to them. That is what love there is standing for. And then it talks about sound mind. TPT translation says, or the Passion translation says, He has given us a self-control. He said, God never gave us the spirit of fear, but the Holy Spirit, who gives you mighty power, love, and self-control. So sound mind also means self-control. It can also mean self-control. So when, in the face of challenges you are going through, you can put your sound mind to work, then you will find out that, like Yoruba will say, that ontan wa lo sokoto o wa la po sokoto, then your eyes of understanding will be open. You'll be able to see that what you are actually looking for is right there with you. You know, trouble has a way of closing our eyes. Trouble has a way of blindfolding our hearts. How many times has it happened to you because you are stressed? What you are looking for, you are holding it, and yet you are still looking for it. Has it happened to you before? And yet you are looking for it. Listen, such a thing will never happen when you are at peace, when you are not stressed. It never happens. It is when your mind is far away at something else. That is when you are looking for what is with you. But through sound mind, you can search it out. And I pray today, may the Spirit of God reactivate your mind to become very sound, and that which you are looking for that is with you, your eyes be able to see it. In the name of Jesus Christ. So, let me speak furthermore on seeking solution. So in seeking God, don't seek other gods. Seeking solution from other God is looking for other trouble. When your heart is troubled, don't seek solution from other gods, because doing that is actually seeking for trouble. So when your heart is troubled, go to Jesus. He had already given you an open invitation. That's why I said, every trouble in your heart is an invitation from your Maker. So Jesus, in Matthew 28, let's look at it. Matthew 28, he says, come unto me. Matthew 11.
And if your heart is broken, just leave your incense in the and make it light. I come my way, my life is in.
Matthew 11:28. So here is Jesus upon invitation. Come unto me, all ye that labor
and are heavy laden, your heart is troubled, come, I will give you rest. Come, I will give you rest. Jesus said, you come, I will give you rest. I don't know the trouble in your heart. Maybe it has to do with family issue. You are a young fellow. You look at trouble, the needs, the lacks in your family, and you look at other people's family, and then you are asking yourself, did I deserve this? Why did God bring me to this kind of a family? Why not that family? And you are beginning your heart to be judgmental. No. Look to the rock. That you seek God. There is nothing you can do to who your biological parents are. You can't reverse it. You can't change it. So stop dwelling in the past. Stop focusing on things that you cannot change. You can't change the past. Rather, channel your strength into now. What difference can you make now? How can you better your loss? How can you rewrite this story? Like Jabez, seek God. I'll say, Jabez, seek God. I don't want this story. And the Bible says, eventually, he became more honorable than his brethren. So seek God. Seek God. He's your creator. Ask him the way forward. Don't go to other gods. Don't go to other gods. Somebody listen to me. You might not be in this house. Don't go to other gods. When your heart is troubled, when your mind is troubled, don't seek other gods. Listen, I've seen believers seek other gods in their trouble.
And if your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say, oh, I know that I can make it. I know that I can stay, no matter what may come my way. My life is in your hands.
No matter what,
no matter what,
my life is in your hands. Seek God. Don't seek the magicians. Don't seek other gods. Don't seek images. Don't seek fake prophets with the name of Jesus in their mouth. Who will tell you to do all manners of things that is not biblical? What is happening in the church? People go to places to get solution, then they come back to church to give that given. God has done it. Done what? Can you say that what you call your testimony that God did? Can you say indeed it was God that did? Please. please don't seek other gods. Wait on God. Wait on Him. Wait on Him. Wait on Him. Number two, as you seek solution, this is very important. Seek counsel of a man in whom is the Spirit of God. For the correct interpretation of what is in your hand. Let me repeat that. Seek counsel of a man in whom is the Spirit of God for the correct interpretation of what is in your heart. That is the way God works. The answer you are looking for, somebody has it. Somebody has downloaded it from heaven. You can sit like this in church meetings. You can watch messages online. You can listen to other people's messages. And revelation will come. It will come at you. You can go to a man as the Spirit of God leads you. You know that fellow carried the Spirit of God. In 2 Kings chapter 4, the story was told there of the wife of the son of a prophet who had just died. And he had debt left. So the debtors came to pick the sons. The first question there is, how come the wife of this late pastor went to Elisha for solution? She got a miracle, and yet her late husband did not. Question for another day. Don't allow anything to hinder you. Once you find out there is a man who carried the Spirit of God around your life and you are going through stuff, please be humble enough for counsel. Go for counsel. Go for counsel. Go for counsel. This woman went, mentioned her situation, and she got counsel. What do you have? Oh, I have this thing to put you. In fact, it was through counsel, her eyes was open. That is what counsel does. That is one miracle of counsel. It will actually open your eyes to what you have that you don't see. That's the amazing power of counsel. It will awaken your sound mind. You know, we've talked about sound mind. It's going to wake up your sound mind. What you have that you cannot see. Counsel will open your heart. You'll be able to see for them. Why do you need to go to a man who has the Spirit of God and not just anybody? It is because there are dream interpreters and there are dream interrupters. So be careful who you go to. Be careful who you go to. When Pharaoh had a dream, the magicians could not interpret.
Joseph was brought in, gave correct interpretation of that dream. Now imagine it was not Joseph. Then not only Egypt, but the whole world will have suffered famine for 7 years. I believe strongly that this is the way out of every trouble. When the man with the Spirit of God is brought on board, what do we do? Like what is going on in our nation? If our leaders can just be humble enough and say, yes, we know this man of God, God is with him, he cannot be bought with money, silver, and gold or any position, let's bring him in. Sir, what is the mind of God for us? Now, we do that on individual basis, right? We do that a lot. Many of us do that. Now, that is not limited to individual challenges again. Even family-wise, nation-wise, it is applicable. It is applicable. The head of a nation can actually, on behalf of that nation he's governing, seek the face of God, seek the counsel of God from the mouth of a man who carried the Spirit of God, and ask for the counsel of God, for the correct interpretation of what God will have the nation do. The dream God gave you requires God's Spirit to interpret. No man can interpret God's dream except a man that has the Spirit of God. So the trouble in your mind, like I said the other time, might be a game changer. So therefore, if it is meant to be a game changer, you need the Spirit of God for the correct interpretation. And you cannot find that at the realm of man. Last, through counsel, I told you, the third thing Scripture talk about in 2 Timothy 1:7, after love, is self-discipline of self-control or sound mind. In other words, for this third solution, look within. Look within. Are we still together, please? Look within. Look within. In this upgoing economy challenge, please seek God, seek counsel, then look within. Look within. That wife of the son of the prophet, through counsel, was able to look within, and then she realized, oh, I have this bottle of oil. 2 Kings chapter 4, from verse 1 to 7 or 8, thereabouts. I have this bottle of oil. What is it for this financial need? For by counsel, she was able to look within. I'd like to let you know that the first step to your miracle begins with you. The miracle you are seeking, the first step begins with you.
Look within. That's the power of sound mind. There is no way you can look within without sound mind. When you're going through fear and agitation and anxiety, you are not at your best form. You can't see what you have. And as I close, let's go back to Philippians chapter 4. For you to look within and see what you have, your heart must be at rest. You must activate sound mind. Let's stand to our feet. Let's read the word of God again. Philippians chapter 4. And I would like us to read scripture together as we close. We are reading verse 6 together, Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Can we all read the scripture together? 1, 2, go. Let's go. Be careful for nothing, but in everything with prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Be careful for nothing. Tell your neighbor, be careful for nothing. Turn to another neighbor, say, be careful for nothing. Now tell yourself, as for me, I will not be careful of anything. I will not be afraid of anything. I will not allow my mind to be troubled. The first thing I would like us to do today is to give thanks to the Lord. That now you know there is a way out of the trouble in your mind. There is a purpose for that trouble in your mind. Go ahead and give thanks in the name of Jesus. Give thanks. That Father, now I know there is your purpose in this quiet trouble in my mind. Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you. Now I don't need to be afraid. Now there is no need for agitation. Now I have understanding of my troubled mind. I have understanding that is to see your power at work. Lord, thank you. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Before I ask us to pray this prayer, can we take this song? I have confidence in it.
I have confidence in you, Jesus. I have confidence in you, Savior. Savior. I have confidence in you. Anytime.
So whenever you want to come to God, to settle your mind, the first thing you must come with is confidence. Come in confidence. Are you getting me? Come in confidence. Listen, when we are sick in our body, why do you trust? And one man, probably that man is even lesser, to begin to control off your dress. Oh, yeah, raise your hand. Oh, yeah, raise your leg. What do? You obey. You dare not question. So, meaning that when you go to hospital, there is a level of confidence that you have towards that hospital. Are you with me? And towards that man. For that reason, every instruction you are given, you go there. One thing I don't like about hospital is that they determine your time. You go there on your own way at the time you like. That is the first appointment. But by the time you get there, they tell you you have to keep sit up. Meanwhile, you pay. Did you understand that? You pay to wait. And that can take you the next hours. But why did you allow all of that? Why do you go through all of those stuffs? It is because you have a level of confidence in that hospital, in that medical science or solution you are finding. So whenever you come to God, never doubt in your heart. Have confidence that as I present this case before God, He will answer. Are you with me? So scripture says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer, by supplication, and rounding it up with thanksgiving, make your request to God. Then as you do, the peace of God that passes all understanding will shape your heart, will keep your heart. So this hour, I would like you to present whatever that is troubling your heart before God. I say, Father, this is it. This is it. And while you are presenting it, I'm going to sing a song. Holy Spirit is already singing in my spirit. So as you see, as you present that case, I will keep singing that song. And the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, He will answer you. In Genesis chapter 15, Abraham was troubled in his mind. He remembered the promise of God, and then he looked at his life. Said, God, I am going childless. What about your promise? What about this? God said, don't worry. Come out. Can you see the stars of heaven? As far as you can see, so shall like your children be. And the word of God never broke. The Bible says, He believed God. So after this prayer, just believe God. Go ahead and begin to make your request. I want you to shout the name of Jesus once and then begin to make your request. Come on, shout the name of Jesus. Why don't you go? Jesus. Begin to make your request. Father, this day, answer them speedily. Whatever your request, the Lord answer you speedily. The Lord answer you speedily. The Lord answer you speedily. This month, you will see the Lord's doing. By the Lord's doing in your life, you will become the Lord's doing. By the Lord's doings in your life, your testimony will become other people's prayer point. I say your testimony will become other's prayer point. I say your testimony will become other's prayer point. And you will forever give thanks to the Lord. Throughout this new month, no evil will befall you. No sickness, no death, no sorrow. Everyone sick, take your healings. Everyone having one trouble in their body, I rebuke that sickness. I rebuke that infirmity in the name of Jesus. The Lord give you sound mind. With sound mind, you begin to make sound decision. You will be profitable. In this last quarter of the year, you will be profitable than the last two quarters. So shall it be. Help will come your way. You will not be stranded. The Lord will help you. You will not be frustrated. Whoever wants to frustrate you, the tokens of the light concerning you will be frustrated, and you will give thanks. The Lord will fight for you. You will hold your peace. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.